Okay, and here's Mario now.
Hello, Kayla. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing actually very, very well. Thank you so much. Kayla, Reed's Electrical. You guys have been in business just for how long now?
We started it in November of last year.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That's okay. Let me put it out here. November last year. So you guys are still under a year of service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Now let me just be very straight to the point, Kayla. I'm not gonna, you know, waste your time. If I hope that you're okay with that, I like to be pretty transparent and straight to the point here. Right now, if you guys start receiving more calls from the platform on Google, are you able to attend to new clients?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and are you working alone, ma'am? Do you have help? How are you operating?
It's just my husband doing the service calls. He does have one person that helps him if it is a two-person job.
Okay. Perfect. So this is what we have to offer, Kayla. We would put you and list the company, Reed Electrical LLC, right on the first page of Google, alongside of companies like, ESC Electrical. Yeah, let me show you what else comes up. Electrical Services. I'm trying to find the companies that are popping up here on the first page. Same Day Electrical, 360 Electrical, Dalcon Electric, D-A-L-C-O-N. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies before, Kayla, but these companies, they do what you guys do. The only difference is that they're paying to be one of the top recommendeds on that first page. And that's what we have available now, is a position that opened up within that first page. So do you have a website for the business, Kayla?
Just our Facebook page.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is that we would include a Facebook page. We would also do promotion through Facebook. We would run ads on Facebook for you. Everything that I mentioned is already in, you know, included within the service. The pricing, which is what you want to know. The pricing for the service is $249 a month, and there's no contract. It's month to month. What does that mean? That you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time. But I mean, the reality is if we're keeping you busy, you know, I don't see why you would want to cancel the service, obviously. I mean, at the end of the day, what matters is that we're providing those results. And that's something that we can do here alongside with Google. Now, let me ask, Kayla, are you open to commercial work or just residential?
No, only residential right now, because that's all he's licensed for.
Okay, hold on. Let me put that on here and make sure. All righty. And then what days and what times, Kayla, would you like it to show on Google that you guys are open and available to do the work?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Are you guys not working weekends?
Not right now, unless it's, you know, if it's an emergency or something like that, he would, you know, he would take that, but that's only going to be as an as-needed thing.
Okay, perfect. Let me put that on here as well then. So it's not a 24-hour emergency service, okay? Yeah. I'm sorry, what I can hear, I don't know if that's your husband. Did he have a question?
He said he could do, like, emergency service calls, but they would cost more.
It makes sense. I mean, anyone that does the job that you do, sir, I'm sorry, I say sir because I don't know your name. Anyone that does what you do, obviously, if they're going to service anyone after, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night, I mean, they charge a traveling fee for the most part or some type of assessment to go out and make, you know, an assessment or whatever it is that you do. Aside from the Monday through Friday 7 to 6, how far outside of Roaring River is your husband willing to go for new customers?
He says 30 miles.
30 miles. Okay, perfect. Let me put that on. Mm-hmm. Now, this is an important question, Mr. Reed. If the job that you receive from our Google platform, and this happens quite a bit, if it's a little bit on the bigger end size of the job, I mean, do you have, you know, people that you can bring on board to help you complete the service?
If it was something that required two people, he could, yes, he could have someone. He does have someone that helps him.
Okay, perfect. I'm sorry, sir, I couldn't hear that.
He said there's nothing like residential-wise he can't do.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Perfect. Give me here one quick second. And I'm sorry, Kayla, I don't remember if I asked or not, but did you open up a Facebook for Reed's Electrical, or you don't have one yet?
Yes, we do have a Facebook page for Reed's Electric.
Okay. And what's the name of it? Is it just the same, Reed's Electric?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it show LLC on there or not?
It does, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Do you guys take pictures of the work you do, Kayla?
He had not been. I just told him he needed to start doing that. So he's got just a couple pictures of, like, the last job he did, but unfortunately he doesn't have very many of them.
No worries, but, yes, you are absolutely right. It's a great idea for you to start taking some, because we can put those on Google, on the platform, and it looks a lot better, right, obviously. So it's a good idea to start taking them. Now, I do have to create a password on the account. That's in case you or Mr. Reed ever call us and you would like to make changes to the Google platform. We just have to make sure that we are speaking with the correct party. So I have 3 questions to ask. Whichever one you choose, the answer to that would be the password. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
Do you want to do your mother's maiden name or mine? I mean, right now, he's saying, like, right now we don't have the extra $250 to pay for the service. That's something we would need to wait a little bit to do.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. So it's pricing what's holding them back, or what exactly is holding them to?
Right now it is pricing, because we did just sign up with the Home Advisors, or the Angie's List.
Yes.
So
the lead
we're paying
provider.
That out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have all that coming out right now as well. So it's unfortunately not a good time for us to have more coming out until we get some more jobs coming in from that advertising and lead service.
Right. Well, here, I will definitely leave you with this, Kayla, you and your husband, just so you guys are aware. I don't know if you guys are aware where Home Advisor and Angie gets their leads from. You know, the ones that they sell over to you. Are you aware where they get them from?
Other than them telling us it's people that go to their website, that's all we know.
Okay. Well, it's actually Google, guys. That's how they get their leads. They buy themselves a spot on Google that says 10 best electricians in the area, and then people click on that thinking they're reaching you directly, but they're actually contacting Home Advisor directly. So just as a heads up there, I mean, even Home Advisor and Angie's List, they utilize Google to get the work, and then they sell the work over to you guys. So as far as the pricing goes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, we just have a contract with them, like, so we're locked in for so many months. You know, if it weren't for that, then we could definitely look at going ahead and doing that, because I don't think we're going to be renewing, you know, once we get through our contract with them, but until then, unfortunately, we just don't have a lot of extra to put towards any additional right now.
Perfect. All right. I'm sorry. Let me just make a note of that here. Thank you very much. All right.
It was, what, 6 months?
All right. Well, here's what I can do, guys. I mean, if you guys are interested, right, because I promise I'm not trying to make, you know, make you or your husband wait, may, you know, waste any more time. If this is something that does interest you, and I'm able to get an introductory rate approved as a one-time courtesy, if I'm able to do $199 for you guys to get you on Google, and then this way you will be able to make a determination on what works better for you. Right, working with Angie and Google, and I can tell you that the decision will be pretty easy. I think that, you know, you're gonna definitely get rid of one. I don't think it'll be us, you know, just based on the results. But again, if I'm able to, you know, reduce that rate, the $249 to $199, is that something that you guys would be interested in?
Well, I mean, Bison says if he could possibly get it to $149, he would debate it. My only issue is we are locked into that contract for, I believe it is 6 months. So, I mean, it's like a contract we have to keep. If we cancel it, we still have to pay that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to take advantage of that, then have to cancel you guys just because we can't afford to keep both right now. You know what I'm saying? Even though, like,
no, I hear you. I hear,
definitely
exactly, I hear exactly, like, what you're saying. But here, the thing is that, you know, Angie's List, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, 411, none of these companies can compare to what Google would offer you guys. You know, I mean, that's just the bottom line reality. I mean, whether you guys get the service with us or you don't, you know, I'm just speaking to you very, you know, very straight up.
Well,
you know,
right,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I understand that. We're just in a position now that we're locked into that contract. So it's kind of like, you know, we're kind of stuck with that until we can get through our contract with them.
Right.
Not
right.
That,
that's
what.
Yeah. Well, I mean, give me a second. I mean, all I can do and ask, you know, ask one of our directors in the finance team, what's the best pricing that I can offer you guys? You know, so
okay.
You guys, like, here. Because once you see the Google services and you compare them side by side, I promise you, you're going to, like I said, you're gonna cancel one of the companies. And I don't think it's going to be that first page of Google. Because, I mean, bottom line, I mean, that's where the real money is at. You know, when even Angie's and Home Advisor are using Google to get their leads, I mean, that should tell you everything there. But bear with me one second, guys.
You know,
okay. Yeah. No, no, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I was just going to say, it's not that I don't, I'm not saying that I don't agree with you. I'm just saying, like, when you have that contract, like, we still have to pay all that money, even if we cancel ahead.
When did you guys, when did you get that contract?
Last month, I think. So I think we still have 5 months to go.
Correct. Yeah, and have you gotten quite a bit of work in this last month that you've been with them?
We got lots of leads, but no work. Like,
well,
leads
are just leads. I'm going to be honest with you. Leads are just leads. I mean, they mean nothing if they're not producing money. And I'm sorry that I'm being very forward with you guys.
No, but that's the truth, and that's how it's kind of working. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying for 1 second I wouldn't cancel that if I could just up and cancel it. I don't have that option, and we just don't have an extra $250 to put out there.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
I'm messaging our one of my finance directors to see what they tell me. Just bear with me here.
Okay.
I'm going to ask. I mean, what's the worst they can say is no. Let me ask, I mean, what's the best that we can do here? But I definitely see where you're going, you know, and I'm catching your drift there. But here's the reality of things. I mean, the reason that not many people, you know, are successful with these third-party vendors, which are actually called lead providers, you know, because they sell you leads, is that that same lead that they sell you and they give to you, they give that to about 7 or 8 others. And then everybody is scrambling to, you know, almost competing for that lead, right? So the when you're on Google and you get a call from your client, from the customer, it's somebody that's already made up their mind that they want the service, and that and the customer is going to call you direct, right? Because right now what happens is that HomeAdvisor intercepts any calls that are coming for you guys. They'll intercept it, and then they decide who they want to give that to. I mean, I'll just say this much. I mean, if you go on the, in their website and read their reviews, you will definitely get a better idea of what people really feel. But
yeah.
Bear with me here 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, just give me a second. Thank you guys very much. And aside from this whole Google and HomeAdvisor stuff, how's your guys' day?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Wish the crazy wind would die down, but other than that, good. Hush.
Oh, that sounds like a smaller dog that thinks he's a Rottweiler, huh?
Yeah, we have two Yorkies. They think they're huge. They bark at everything.
Yeah, I have a Maltese who will bark the hell out of the door when somebody's passing by, but if you open it, she'll ease up. Yeah.
Oh no, these still run at whoever, like they're huge and think they're going to tear somebody up. We have a Great Dane that sounds like she could eat somebody, but she runs the other way. She's scared of her own shadow. These two are afraid of nothing.
All right. So, I'm sorry, what's your husband's name?
Jason.
Jason, okay. Perfect. Bear with me here 1 second. All right, give me a second. I see my director. His name is Mr. Hernandez. I see him. All right, I see him writing back to me. Let's see. I gave him the.
Okay.
I gotta be honest, man. I haven't asked for a reduced rate of that amount only because, you know, our pricings are very competitive already compared to any of the competition. But I mean, like I said, let's see what this guy says. I mean, he's the one that can say yay or nay. Alrighty. Mario, these clients are willing to try. Oh, okay. Well, Jake, so this is what my director, Mr. Hernandez, Chris Hernandez, said. I advised him that you guys are having, you know, some type of a financial issue and that you guys are currently with HomeAdvisor and stuck on a contract with them and that obviously you have not gotten any work in the time that you've been with them. You get leads, but like I said, those don't mean a thing if you're not generating money.
Right.
And just so you know also, Kayla, I don't want to set expectations to make you guys feel like, oh, well, if you're on Google, you're going to get rich in 2 months or you're going to have 100 jobs pending. It doesn't work that way on Google either, but I can tell you this much. The difference is that we can keep you guys busy. And that's a big difference, right? I mean, we're not saying that we're going to, you know, give you, like I said, 80 to 100 jobs in a month or you're going to be rich. But, you know, our clients, all they want is just to have a consistency flow of work coming in. And that's something Google does, you know, being part of that first page. Anyhow, my director authorized to offer you guys $149 a month if you are serious about putting the company on that first page and trying out the Google services. I mean, I guess it was worth giving it a shot. You know, I got to be frank with you. I didn't think he was going to say yes, but he did. So that's where we would be able to get you guys on that first page of Google. Did you guys have a website or not, Kayla? I'm sorry. I don't know if I remember if I asked or not.
No. Okay. We haven't created an actual website yet, just that Facebook page.
Okay. We would include a website because it's included within our service. Okay. We wouldn't charge you extra for it. It's already included. Here, let me send that to you so you can see what I'm referring to.
Okay. So Jason's asking me, like, what all does that include? And I'm sorry. I've apparently got fluid on one of my ears, so if I have to ask you to repeat something, I apologize, but I'm having trouble hearing. So if you can go over, can I hand you to him with what's included so you can kind of go
absolutely.
Over
if you
want
to put me on speaker, you can
okay.
do that. I just
let me just put you on speaker, and I'm going to mm-hmm. play you between us, and that way he can hear what's included kind of. Okay, you're good.
All right. So this is what's included under that $149, okay? And I got to say, and I'm not even trying to pull your leg or BS you, our services never go that low, but, you know, the explanation I gave him, I think it actually it worked out. But what's included here is putting the company on the first page of Google right alongside of your competitors, right? So you would be coming up right alongside of like ES Electric is one of the companies that comes up. Alkin Electric, Expertise Electricians. Let's see who else comes up here. Bear with me 1 second. Crestline Electric, Brittle Electric, Scott Peters, and Harbor Electric, which are the top recommended companies. When anybody goes on Google, these companies pop up as first options, and that's how they stay busy. And that's where we would be placing you guys on that first page. Okay.
Now, when I pulled it up earlier, I was looking at it earlier trying to figure out as far as putting our picture and stuff like that mm-hmm. on Google and trying to get the Google space listing for us.
The Google Verify? So you said you were trying to do that yourself. Is that what I'm getting?
Well, I was just trying to look at it to see what I could do personally to try to get, you know, like with the pictures and stuff like that. Well, whenever I pulled up electricians near me, like it didn't pull any of those companies up. I didn't recognize any of those names that you said. It was more like Trent Barker Electric, Parkinson's Electric. Electricians that I've actually, you know around me.
Okay.
So the ones that you pulled up that I've never heard of.
Well, you have to see, it's all under keywords. So the algorithm on Google, you have to understand that, Jake, it's based on keywords, right? So when I'm typing in, like I'll type anything that has to do, like let's say emergency electrical service or circuit breakers or anything that has to do with electric work that is provided, it depends on that word that you're typing in on Google, right? Because when people go on Google, they're not going to type in Reed Electric, right? The person that goes on Google, even yourself, when you go on Google, you're going to type in whatever service that you're looking for. And that's where the companies
correct.
Are going to pop
that's
up.
That's what I put in was electrician.
Okay, here, let me look it up because I had put a different keyword, electricians, and I'll tell you what comes up for me.
Do it on my phone.
When you're putting electricians, what city are you putting in? Are you putting Roaring River?
I'm just putting near me, which is Roaring River. It should like have my location, which is Roaring River.
Yeah. So when you do that, you should get like Shaw Electric, Nathan Gregory, Clark and Sons. Let's see here. What else pops up? Smart Automatic Electric, Riverbrook, Carrico, Ricks, Osborne and Sons, and Walker. There's another one, Duncan Electric. These are the companies that come up as electricians near Roaring River. Okay. And that's where you would be coming up as well on electricians. The difference is that when we do the listing, we're going to list you under all the keywords that are available, right? So when we're doing the listing, not only are you going to come up when somebody types in electricians near me, if somebody types in, let's say, EV chargers, electric panels, need a circuit breaker replaced, electric repair or lighting installation. I mean, these are all keywords that we add to the algorithm, Jake. So when somebody types in any of the keywords, as long as it's a service that you offer, your company is going to pop up. You see the ones that are popping up now, they pop up under all or most of the keywords. And that's what we would do for you. Do you understand that now?
Yeah. So the other question would be, like, if they was to pull up electricians near me, does me paying this extra, does that put me at the top of the list?
So,
like one of the first ones to pop up, or?
Yeah, on the first page of Google, right, on the first page of Google, Google only allows about, 12 to 15 companies to come up on the first page, okay? After that, Google kicks everybody else to the second, third, fourth, fifth page. I tell clients very straightforward, look, it's not worth being on the third, fourth, fifth page. They say, well, why not? Because nobody goes on there. The reality is that people look at the guys that come up on the first page and they choose one from the first page. Okay? So when we say the first page, we're going to list you on the first page, whether it's spot number 3 or spot number 5, we put you within the first page. Obviously, and here's where a lot of people, get this confused. The better that, we get the reviews up there, the better that we're getting people looking at the website, that we're getting people clicking on your profile, the higher you start ranking on the first page. Does that make sense? Because if you look at the guys that are on there now, like Nathan, Shaw Electric, they only have 11 stars, which is really nothing, which tells us that these guys are not really concentrating on organically lifting up the company, right? They're not getting the reviews from the customers they should get, especially some that are on here, like Carrico Electric, that's been in business for some time, only has 3 stars. So one of the things that we would do for Reese Electric is that we would facilitate it to where you text the client, when you start getting the work, you text the client a link. The client will click on that link and then can just leave you 5 stars. A lot of the times people do not leave reviews because there's a process behind it, right, where they have to log into something, type in their email password, and then they're able to leave a review. So believe it or not, that's why some people don't do the reviews. So we facilitate that for you so you can actually get reviews from all the customers that you're attending. It's an excellent feature because it gives you quite a bit of stars. And the higher the stars you are, the better you'll rank on the first page. But here's the thing. Even if you're on the first page, the reality is that everyone that's on the first page, I mean, they're all getting work, right? Like I said, they're not rich, but they're staying busy. Why? Because they come up as first options, Jake. And that's where you would be on the first page. You're not going to go to the second or third. We're guaranteed that we're going to put you on the first page because we have that availability to do that, to get you on that first page, if that makes any sense.
Well, I mean, pulling it up now, like just putting in electricians near me, Like, I'm third down on the list right now. Like, on my phone.
You're right. Okay, if you do that, right, if you put electricians near me, that's the general word. But you have to be listed under all the correct keywords, Jake. That's the point where that's what's going to keep you guys busy, right? So you're not under all the keywords, because when you said, oh, well, I haven't heard of all these other companies, because if you put, let's say you go in there and you put in, I need a new circuit breaker, right? Only the companies that are listed under the keywords are going to pop up, Jake. So what we would do is that we would make sure that we list you under all the words that you provide. So any service that you do is going to be listed under that keyword. So when the customer types that in, then Reed Electric will pop up as one of the top recommended companies on the first page. The other thing that we can do is extend the coverage, right? So you're not only being seen in Roaring River, right? We can extend the visibility anywhere from 5 to 50 miles, which is what customers love, because now you're working also outside of the area. Obviously, you know, it has to make sense for you if you're going to go far, right? You're not going to travel 40 or 50 miles for $100. So, but it opens up doors where you're going to get more work, right? The end of the day, what you want here, and it's not only Google that you'll be listed through, right? What that comes with is the website. I text you guys a sample of the website. I don't know if you guys received it.
Let me look. This is what I got.
Yeah, when you open up the site, it's a link that comes from our company. When you open it up, it's going to say Dave's Electric right at the top. And right there, that's where it would say Reed Electric, LLC. And then we would list, obviously, the services that you offer the public. We'll list them on the website. But this is a website. It looks very nice and professional. And that's included already under that $149. We're not going to charge you anything extra to build a website for you guys. And unlike other companies, you know, when we build that GBP, the Google Business Profile, if you guys ever decide to part ways with us, that has to stay. We're not able to remove that. And that's because we have to work under Google guidelines and policies. So that's, I'm sharing that because it's a great thing to know. Because a lot of companies, what they'll do is that they stay with anything that they do in order to try to persuade you to stay with them. Right? But, as far, are you looking at the website now?
Yeah. It took a minute to start loading. We said my internet runs slow right now.
No worries, no worries. Once you see that, I mean, we'll list all the services that you guys offer the public. If you guys have pictures of any of the work that you guys have done, Jake, we will put them on the website as well. On the website, we will also link up your number, and then at the bottom right portion of it, you'll see like a little phone icon. If you click on that, that's going to connect the customer directly to you, right? The customer doesn't have to look up your number. You got to keep in mind now that you will no longer be sharing leads like you guys are doing now. And now the client is going to call you directly, Jake. Because right now what happens is that HomeAdvisor, they intercept that call. And like I said, they decide who gets that job. So now the customer will call you directly, and then you deal with the work with the customer. You negotiate, and, you know, whatever it is that you guys want to do, it's going to be up to you guys, because now the customer is going to call you straight to your cell phone when they're ready to hire your service. And the good thing about Google is that anybody that calls you is somebody that already made up their mind that they need the service. They're not calling you to waste your time, which is an amazing thing. Okay.
Now my other question is, if we do sign up for the $149, like, is it going to go up to the $250 next month, or is it going to stay at $149 until we decide to cancel?
That's a great question. So, because we initiated you at $149, we are also obligated to leave that at $149. We cannot change it. So, the only time it would change is if you ever stop the service, right? if you ever stopped the service and then you said, hey, man, I'm going to stop it and then I'm going to come back in 2 months, then it's subject to change. But as long as you guys keep it, it's going to stay at 149. And I promise you that that's one hell of a rate, because only with one single job that we give you, and we're talking on a low end, with one job that we provide, you'll take care of that 149. Everything else will be profit. And like I said, one job is on a low end for Google, right, because you're going to be exposed. So what's included in that, you asked? Putting you on the first page with all the correct keywords. We'll do up to 5 to 50 miles, whatever you want, you know, depending on how far you're willing to travel for a client. The website, we would include the website. We would also put you on Apple. We work directly with Apple for anyone that uses what's called Safari to do searches through the Apple Maps. You would be listed on there as well. We would also list you on Yelp. And this is because Google works with these companies as partners, right? So we will list you on Yelp, and then we will list you on Bing, B-I-N-G, which is the other platforms that you would be listed on as well. So, but like I tell clients, I mean, the reality is, I mean, the real bread and butter here is being on that first page of Google and having your own website. Because once you have your own website, it just makes the company look a lot more legitimate. I mean, don't misinterpret me. I don't want to say that you guys are not legitimate. Obviously, you are. But when you have your own website and you have a presence on that first page of Google, I mean, it just brings you guys up a notch, if that makes any sense, right? And like I said, because there's no contract, I mean, you guys will be the judge of it. I mean, I can sit here and tell you whatever you want to hear. The reality is that the results are going to speak for themselves. And I think that once you guys see what Google does, unfortunately, they tied you down to that contract. Otherwise, it would be a no-brainer for you to cancel these guys.
Yeah, that's my only problem is, you know, we was told, oh, you'll get all these jobs and it'll pay for itself and all this and that. And I've got leads, but it's like more people wanting estimates and basically, and from my understanding, as far as electricians around here, mm-hmm. is booked out between 4 and 6 months.
And if you look at the electricians that are successful, Jake, and I say to you, and I say this with all due respect, man, none of them are being listed on HomeAdvisor. All the electricians in the area that are successful have a Google listing. Why? Because they know what works, man. It's that simple, brother. You know, like I said, man.
Now, on the Google listings, like, mm-hmm. how does that exactly work as far as, like, do you add the pictures or do you?
No, we're going to give you guys access. So you guys will have access to something that's called a dashboard, right? So that means that if you guys wanted to add any pictures, remove any pictures, change, you know, the schedule, the timing that you guys are able to take calls from clients, you will have that access. To do so, or if you wanted us to do that, we can also do that for you. Okay? So there's two ways of doing it.
Okay.
Most customers like to do it themselves, but, you know, and a lot of times you get the, you know, some customers, they're a little bit older school, if you catch my drift there, and they'll call me and say, hey, Mario, can you help me with this? But for the most part, most clients just like to do it themselves through the dashboard. The dashboard is an excellent tool that we have. You know, it allows you to also look at how many people are clicking on the profile, how many calls you're getting from Google. I mean, everything that we're able to see on the back end, you guys will be able to see as well. And, yeah, like I said, I mean, I think that you guys are really going to be happy with the service. I mean, and it's not really about being happy, man. It's about being busy. That's at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Happy is
one
thing. Busy is another.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, it just sounds like, you know, HomeAdvisor gave you guys one hell of a sales pitch, and now you guys are in a pickle with them. And I mean, I feel for you guys. But hey, if we can help, not only pay for our service, you know, if we can help pay for their service too. Why not?
That'd be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Now, the account here, did you guys want this on both of your names, or are we just having one person here authorized?
Well, like authorized to make changes, or?
That's correct, yes. So let's say that I just put you, Kyla. Then if Jake calls, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to, you know, grant anything that he wants to change because you would be the only person that is authorized on the account. I mean, Google, you know, anything that has to do with Google services, it has to be an authorized party.
I would put both of us down just in case because it just depends on what's going on as to who would be calling.
Gotcha. Okay, your first name is K-Y-L-A, and then your name is J-A-K-E, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
It's K-A-Y-L-A for mine.
Okay. K-A-Y-L-A. Okay.
And then his is Jason, J-A-S-O-N.
Brother, I appreciate you not correcting me, man. I've been calling you Jake this entire time, man. You could have said something. I thought it was Jake. I didn't know it was Jason. My apologies. What is your last name, Kayla?
Reed. R-E-E-D.
Okay. Now, the number that we're going to list on Google, here's where it gets important. The number where you guys can take calls to, is it going to be the 9070?
Actually, it was supposed to be updated to the business line, which is 336-413-9639.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to update that. Give me 1 second. Let me go ahead and update that here. And what email, you know, what's a good email where we can send the confirmation to you guys?
You'll have to give them out.
Reed's Electric, R-E-E-D-S, Electric, L-L-C, at Gmail.
Okay. Reed's is going to be with an S at the end, correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Electric, L-L-C, at Gmail. .com. Okay, perfect. It came back as a valid one. All right. And then what days and what time, Jason, that you guys wanted to show on Google that you guys are open for business?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
All right, hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me go back to that page. I don't know why it kicked me out of here. Okay. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. No weekends?
You can put it down emergency-wise, but we try to do our jobs Monday through Friday.
Right. I am going to list you on your 24-hour emergency service. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then how many miles, what do you say, outside of Roaring River are you willing to travel when you get a call from a new client? I mean, you know, what are we looking at there?
About 45 includes Boone and Mooresville, I believe.
That's probably good.
45. Yeah, I'd say 45.
Okay, 45 miles out. Okay. Now, the pictures that you guys have, because I know you said you had a few pictures, do you have those on your phone or where do you have them?
Yeah, on the phone.
On the phone. Okay, perfect. Because we would need those for the website, so that's why I'm asking. Okay. All right, guys, I do need to create a password for the account. This is in case, you know, either of you guys call, because you guys are now both authorized on the account. I need to create a password. So there's three questions that you are able to choose from, and whatever one you choose will be the password to the account. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
I'll let you do that. You can get the password better.
We'll do Casey for mother's maiden name. It's C-A-S-E-Y.
Okay, Casey, bear with me 1 second. Okay, just make sure you share that with Jason, because he will need that to access the account. Okay. Bear with me 1 second. And are you guys open to commercial, or are you guys sticking to residential for now?
Yeah, I'm only lasting in residential.
Okay, perfect. Let me make a note of that here. I want to make sure we're only promoting residential. Keep in mind, if at any point you wanted to do residential, industrial, we can also help that, you know, with that on Google. So, you know, just you will just have to let us know. There's no additional charge for that. All right, you guys will get a call tomorrow, Jason. Tomorrow you'll get a call, tomorrow Friday, from our IT department. These are the guys that, you know, do all the back-end work. Obviously, I'm sure you guys are familiar with the IT department. They take care of all the back-end work. They're the ones that are going to, you know, capture the pictures, do the listing on Apple, put you guys on Google. One of the technicians will give you guys a courtesy call tomorrow to make sure that all the information I have gotten down and all the keywords are correct. What time tomorrow will you guys have, or be available, I should say, to spare about 30 minutes?
Probably between 9 and 10.
Have any information?
Yeah, 8:15 in the morning. And then we got to take them to the airport at like 11, 12-ish. That's why I said 9 and 10. Okay. Like 9:15 to 10 a.m. Is that okay?
Okay. Let me, give me 1 second. Let me pull up the schedule for our IT guys, and I'll tell you right
okay.
now.
We've got kind of a hectic day tomorrow.
I see. Okay. All right. I'm able to push it out till Monday, but I'd rather have you guys do it tomorrow so we can get the ball rolling. So, I do have a 10 a.m. tomorrow open.
That should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do 10.
All right. Bear with me 1 second here.
Yeah, 11, I think. It might not be leaving till 12. I don't remember. But
all right.
To be safe.
All right, 1 second here. I just got to put that information in here. I'm almost done here, guys. Thank you for being patient.
No problem.
Okay, and then Kayla and Jason, in reference to the 149, there's two ways that you guys can handle that. You can take care of that with the company credit card if you have one, or you can use a personal debit card. Which one did you want to use?
We have a credit card we can use.
Okay.
It's actually just under Jason. Under Jason
okay.
Reed is the name on it.
Mm-hmm. Is there a middle name to that?
No.
Okay. I'm only asking because we work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, so the card has to match identically or the system will reject
yes.
it. Okay. Jason Reed. That's R-E-E-D. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And is this a Visa, MasterCard, Amex?
MasterCard.
Okay. All MasterCards start with the number 5. You can go ahead when you're ready.
5523.
Okay.
4251.
Okay.
2700.
Okay.
7207.
Expiration date?
5:30.
5:30, and then there's something called the CC code. It's going to be the last 3 behind the card.
972.
Okay. Bear with me for 1 second while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one. And I'm actually just also on standby here to, waiting for the price here to be changed because, it's a little bit under what I'm able to do. So I'm just waiting. Oh, there it is. Okay. Give me 1 second. Ready. All right. While I do this, I do have to read our disclosure to you, both of you guys. This is pretty brief. It just goes over basic information here. So let me get this out of the way really quick. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. It's also going to outline the service that you will receive with Local Splash. I'm going to walk you through this. If there is any questions that you have for me at any point, please feel free to ask. I'll be more than happy to clarify that for you. Can you please confirm the name of the company for me to make sure I have it correct?
Reed Electric, LLC.
Thank you very much. Can you please verify your name and the title that you have with the business?
I don't have one with the business, so it'd be you.
Me, Jason Reed.
Okay. Well, you know what? I tell my wife says that you know that she's the boss, so I'm assuming that's probably your title there, Kayla.
Not officially though.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, let me jump off of that conversation. Okay. Gotcha. Roger that. Okay. Mr. Reed, you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Reed Electric LLC, correct?
Correct. I own it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, guidelines we have to follow, brother. I know some of these questions are a little, you know. And you are an authorized user on that credit card you provided to us, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, guys, we ask that you guys are also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you guys agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
I'll definitely try.
Okay. That's good enough. That's good enough for me, man. Okay. In hiring Local Splash... I get it. Believe me, I'm in the same boat you are. I'd rather have text messages all day long. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives here alongside of Google. For any reason you guys happen to hire a different SEO company, all we ask is you guys keep us in the loop. Obviously, that normally never happens unless you have, like, different locations in different states, but we still have to let you know that, okay? Your payment will be processed today. What's today? March 6th, and a very generous discounted amount of $149. That rate is going to be locked in for you guys, so the next payment will not be due until April 6th, and the amount is going to stay $149. Keep in mind also, Jason and Kayla, this is not a contract. It's a service that's month to month. So you guys have the right to stop the service at any time if you're not satisfied. Okay? So keep that in mind. Okay. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. I see that Mr. Hernandez changed that pricing for me already so I can go ahead and get this processed. You're going to start receiving text messages in a little bit. You're also going to receive emails saying welcome to the company. You're going to get one email in particular, Jason, that's going to come to that email that you provided. That email does need your attention. There's going to be two little boxes that need to be filled in. The first box says that you agree and give us permission to call or text you if we need to. And then the second box says that the information that you provided in the credit card, everything is accurate and it is yours. So you have to click on both of those little boxes and then type in your name. I mean, I can walk you through it. That way you have access to the dashboard. I normally walk all my clients through this just so when they get a call from the IT guys, it'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone. So if you have a minute or two right now, I can walk you through it. If not, you can do this tomorrow with the IT guys. But like I said, I normally like to help my clients just so I can save them a few minutes, you know, when you get that call from the IT department, because they're going to ask you to do it anyway. So do you have a couple of minutes now, or did you just want to do that tomorrow?
I can go ahead and do it. I do have an email, local SWAT support.
Yeah, no, the email, please, the email. Okay. Is that the one that says, please click here to accept terms?
Let me look here.
It's going to be the very first one that you get. It's one that you're going to get a few of them. The very first one's going to say local splash invoice as the title. That's the one that you have to look at.
Okay, yeah, initial invoice.
That one, there you go. That's it. Okay.
Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes, all right. Perfect, man. You're a little bit ahead of me, man. Sometimes I got to do this really slow, so I appreciate that you're very savvy with this. When you click on that, it's going to take you to another page right up top. It says local splash terms of experience. Towards the bottom, what you're looking for towards the bottom left is your phone number, Jason. Let me know when you find your phone number.
I apologize. Our internet's a little slow, so it's taking me.
No worries. No worries, brother.
Okay.
Right underneath your number is where you got to click on both of those boxes. I'll give you a second so you can read them. And I mean, everything is very self-explanatory and transparent. Again, this is not a contract. You're not binding into anything, and you can read that there. It's just saying that you give us we need your consent to call or text you. And then it's saying that you are the person that owns the card and that all the information you gave us today is correct. So once you click on those two little boxes, about three or four sentences under that, you're going to see where it says signature, your name, and it's going to say Jason Reed. Let me know when you see your name.
I've got it in there, yeah. Now, the only question I have is, can I switch the mobile phone to the business line, which is a mobile number as well?
Yeah, don't need to worry about that, brother. We'll take care of that when you talk to the IT guys. They're the ones that are going to be able to do that for you. So not a big deal.
Okay.
So just let me know when you type. You got to type in your name and then confirm signature. Let me know when you hit the confirm button. If you did it correctly, it should take you to another page that says, welcome to Local Splash, and it's going to ask you for a username and password.
Yep, I'm there.
Okay, perfect. You're going to get that username and password tomorrow from our IT department. Everything that you guys had to do is already all set. Let me be the first one to say, welcome on board, guys. You know, I know that you guys were a little hesitant. And again, it doesn't matter what I say at the end of the day, and I say this again over and over, man. What's going to matter here is the results that we're able to bring, and I think you guys are going to be pretty satisfied with Google services and probably, you know, bump your head a few times why we didn't call you guys a little bit earlier than you guys signing that contract. Sorry about that, guys. You know, but anyhow, again, welcome to the family here at Local Splash. You know, we look forward in having a long-term relationship with Reed's Electric, and we know that the only way to do that is by producing results. So, again, please don't miss that phone call tomorrow. I have you guys scheduled for 10 a.m. I am only saying that because if you do miss it tomorrow, then we might have to reschedule up until Monday. So, just again, guys, just make sure you guys are on standby with, you know, whether it's who am I calling for that car? Are you taking it, Jason, or is Kayla taking that call tomorrow?
We'll be together, but it'll be on my phone.
Okay, what number is that? The 9639 or the 9070?
Either one.
They both lines come to the same cell phone.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Well, guys, again,
one just shows up as a business line.
Okay, no worries. Again, Kayla, thank you so much. Kayla, I appreciate you, you know, giving us a shot. I know you guys are giving us that 1% of your trust, and it's our job to gain that other 99. And we do one hell of a job of doing that, man. Again, we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Welcome to the family. And, you know, let's work together and get you guys busy. I think you guys have been, sitting around there for a while. So, again, thank you guys. We'll be in touch tomorrow.
I appreciate it.
No, you got it, Jason. Talk to you tomorrow, brother. Take care. Thank you, Kayla. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now.